Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning. God bless you. I want to welcome you to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. And I tell you what, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. I tell you what, it's an exciting time for every one of us to be in life serving God. I want to put it out to you to remind us that the Lord says that there are great and mighty things yet out for us to explore and for us to see, and that I believe that our best days of God's power, authority, and his blessing upon our life are out in front of us. I will tell you that in life, we're going to have moments that challenge us and things work out a little different than what we thought. But if we will keep our heart open, we will see the hand of God on our life and in our life. And I tell you what, this is a great time for each and every one of us to just strengthen our resolve to make sure we let nothing stop us from our pursuit of God's will and his blessing in our life. Amen. So this morning, we're going to enter into worship. We're just going to let God's presence come upon us and let him just move through us and touch us even right now, that he can just refresh us and strengthen us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's give the Lord our worship this morning. Amen.
The time is now for faith to come alive, and let us receive him now, moving upon this ground. All things are possible, only believe. The time is now for faith to come alive, and let us receive him now, moving upon this ground. All things are possible, only believe. I'm choosing to stand my ground. This time I won't.
Save me.
the name of Jesus, faith that saves. Joy, you have taken my burden.
Thank you. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet.
Holy.
just wanna sit here at your feet, caught up in this holy moment. I never wanna leave. I'm not here for blessings, Jesus. You don't.
I just
love him. That we don't want anything right now. We just want to love on him. We just want to stand in a place in his presence and just be grateful and thankful for who he is, for what he has done, for how much he loves us, for everything in our lives that he has set us free from. Just want to remind you, you're not where you were at. Look where he's brought you from. Amen. And if he can save your soul from hell, I'm pretty sure there's nothing impossible beyond that point. When I didn't even know you, God. When I didn't even know the love you had for me. When I didn't know truly what Jesus had done, you reached out and you brought us in. And you saved us. And you healed us. And you created a new heart within us. And you called us your sons and your daughters.
Ooh. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything. More than anything that you can do. I just want you.
Get to that point where we just want him. Woo! I tell you what, it can make a big difference into everything that we do see or have come to pass in our life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
I want to remind them of Saturday.
Boy, yeah, yeah. I just want to. Woo! Hallelujah. And the Lord's in this place. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I want you to know that, as you all know, Sister Vicky May went home to be with the Lord. And so what they're going to do, what the family wants to do, is have a celebration of life service. And this is going to be next Saturday,
this
the 18th, Saturday. Or this Saturday.
This Saturday.
I always say the next, but I really mean Saturday. This Saturday coming up, which will be the 18th.
Yes.
And it's going to be from 1 to 4. And it's going to be at the Eagles. They got a great big room there. And the reason they wanted to go there is because they're believing for a good turnout of people.
Oh, I'm sure.
So it's going to be
much loved. Amen. She's going to be much missed.
Amen. Amen. Boy, and we're missing her hugs already, her presence, just the sincerity and the kindness that was in her heart towards each one of us and towards everybody she knew.
Amen.
And so during this time, I do know that they want you, if there's something that you want to write down about Sister Vicky and Brother Carol, and you want to seal that letter up and bring that as part of the celebration, because Brother Carol loves to read letters and things like that are very important to him. And so Miss Rita,
yes,
Miller right there is the contact person for food coordination and helping things come to pass. And if you have some questions, you can ask her, and she'll be more than happy to help you. I know that they're just going to get together, and we're just going to celebrate Miss Vicky. Amen.
And what a celebration that will be.
Amen.
The life she lived. Amen. Amen. I'm sure there'll be tears, but there's joy in the fact that we got to know her.
Amen.
That God put her in our lives, Amen. And we got to spend time with her. And again, we're going
to
miss.
And to see how someone finishes their course. I mean, to finish her course, loving God. And for us to have a great confidence to know where she is, those are things that are an example for all of us, and those are things that we want to make sure that we are standing strong in the Lord so that when we finish,
Amen.
We know exactly where we're going to end up. I think it's interesting because that was one of the things that her and Brother Carol said to me. He said, hey, ever since he had the bout with his heart, we have really made a peace with God to know that we're ready to go when we have to go. Mm. Amen. Praise God.
Such faith. Amen.
Amen.
Such faithful people.
With that being said, we're not going to have our normal men's breakfast this Saturday. That way, if people are preparing food or just if there's limited time that you have in a day to give out, we want to make sure that we can each give that time to Carol and Vicky and be with part around with the family and everything like that.
Amen.
Amen.
And then we have the teens here next Sunday at 5:30. So bring the teens out. And then we have a marriage seminar on February 14th and 15th.
Yes.
It's XO Marriage Seminar. It's going to be live streamed right here. We're going to eat at 6:30.
Amen.
Your pastor and I are going to feed you. It won't
praise
you,
the Lord. Amen.
We both know how to cook, so Amen. It'll be good.
Yes.
At least to us, it'll be good.
And really, what we wanted to say about that is that when we have a marriage conference and you come, it's not to say that our marriages are struggling or anything like that. No. This is just a fortification moment. Amen. This is just a moment that hopefully you confirm that there's many things you're doing, but also there's going to be some insight in there that can help us. And to those of you who aren't married, we encourage you to come
Absolutely.
Because you don't know what the Lord has in store for you in this area. And
the only thing I don't like about those marriage conferences is they don't let me bop you when you're misbehaving.
Hey, and I like that. Praise God. I'm glad.
That's not legal. That's
yeah,
not allowed.
Yeah, yeah. Amen. That when I mess up, you're not allowed to put the old whoppy to
no,
me.
No, no.
Amen. Praise
I gotta
God.
Pray through it or something like that. I mean,
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Gotta be merciful. And,
I know he looks like I hit him, but I don't.
Although the name of the Lord.
Y'all have recognized and have witnessed times that it is warranted, but
Amen. Someone answered that too quick. People were jumping on that before the statement was made.
I have to tell you, this is hilarious.
My goodness,
we had Pastor Sandy and his wife Heather Outlaw with us last weekend, and we were telling them, Phil was telling her the story about the wake ball, and she was cracking up so much, and she's like, wait a minute, wake ball? Is that what wake ball? And she said yes, and she cracked up even more. Well, the next day she said, I thought you called him a white ball. We got another
Hallelujah,
title.
Praise God. So now I got another title.
Another title, amen.
No. I don't think I'll ever be a white ball on the outside, but hopefully on the inside, being washed white as snow. Be on the inside, I can be a white ball.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
I don't think any of us is really white on the outside anyway.
Yeah, you got all kinds of
people
colors.
That have way different color
Amen.
On their skin
Amen.
Than mine.
Praise
white.
God. Hallelujah.
Got freckles that are brown.
Amen.
Anyway, let's
Praise
move on.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so the marriage seminar, 8 o'clock is the first one on Friday night, and then 10 the next morning. And again, at 6:30, we're going to eat. And I need you to sign up if you're coming. There's no cost to you. I just need you to sign up so we know how much food
Amen.
To make. There's going to be giveaway prizes and that stuff. It'll be a good time. So
Amen.
I believe that's all. Oh, Linda and Jared.
Oh, yeah.
We're traveling to
traveling
Florida today.
They're at a children's conference.
Yeah, Florida.
And
children's conference. That's
yeah.
Is that a cover? Linda and Jared, I know, Linda, you're watching if you can, if you're our land. I think that's a cover. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
It's not. It's not.
Yeah.
They're at a children's church conference where Jared has actually been volunteering for years now, and they've put him over a section, so he manages people
managing
and works
people.
For him, and so he gets to go out there, and this is Linda, don't worry about them babies. They're good.
Yes, this is it.
Linda is babyless.
Whoa, wow.
She has one baby with her, amen. So we're praying she gets lots of rest. I'm thinking it'll be about a day and a half before it hits her. That I want my babies, FaceTime them, what are they doing, give them to me. I'm ready to go home to get them. But no, Linda, you got till Friday. You can do this.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
So they're out there. Just pray their safety.
And great blessing.
Learn great things out there and bring them back. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we are excited about the goodness of God and just what God wants to do in our life. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to let the children go to children's church. Amen. And then I want to remind each and every one of us that we live in a system on this earth for as long as the earth remains, a seed time and harvest system. And I want you to know that right now we are talking about tithing and offering, and we're getting ready to take up our offering and release it to the Lord. But I just want to remind you that seed time and harvest is just the system which God has put us in. And what that means is that throughout our life, we have the right to release seed. And now we're talking about tithe and offering right now, but I want you to know that in a general sense, you are a vessel that gets the honor of releasing seeds in every area of your life. And when you release seeds filled with faith, love, and mercy from God, understand this, you become a part of a great system that creates life, that creates kindness, that creates opportunity to be able to let God be seen and reflected in every area of our life. Amen? So we want to make sure that as we step into this year and as we step into opportunities that are bound us, we remember that we are places of releasing seed, that we are God's offspring, we are God's goodness, and that we have the opportunity to sow blessing in the lives of others. And in terms of you and sowing seeds and offerings, we know that the Lord says that when we open up the arenas of our life to him that he is supposed to be in charge of, that he can protect the devourer, he can rebuke the devourer, and he begins to protect our life. He begins to open up doors for us. The Lord says that favor will come upon you, and he will open up doors that only God can open up and establish in your life. Amen? So we want to make sure that our heart is open to the Lord, and we want to make sure that we are using our faith for God's movement in our life. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to honor you today. We want to worship you today, God. God, we want to release our expressions of thanksgiving. God, we want to release our expressions of faith. Lord, we want to release, God, those action steps that verify our relationship and just, God, that just opens up the windows of heaven over our life. Now, Lord, I thank you that as people bring their tithes and their offerings, God, that you are touching what they release, God. Lord, that you're using it for your kingdom. But, Father, we don't come to you as you need anything, Father. We come to you so that we can have you operate in our lives. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Bring your tithes and offerings to the Lord. The name of the Lord. Well, I want you to know that this morning I am very thankful to see each and every one of you, and I'm going to be preaching a message to us today about casting your care, okay? But before I get into casting your care, I just want to take a moment to remind us that our loving God is the living God. Our God is a God that rules over all the universe, all of what man can see. You know, it's interesting because man has had the opportunity now to discover science and make discoveries for literally hundreds of years. And I think it's awesome that we have made some significant discoveries, and there are many things that man has, by faith and by the grace of God, whether people recognize it or not, whenever we come into knowledge of things, it's God's release and his goodness that reveals hidden things and mysteries to us within his system. But in all of our learning, one thing we've learned is that we have not yet come close to the understanding of our Father. And when we think about the greatness of God, remember that he said the earth is but a footstool. Now, that doesn't mean that the Lord treats us like a footstool, but it's just showing us that the earth is just one small dimension where God reigns and rules. But what is so magnificent when we think about the greatness of God is that he's still the kind, loving Father that reminds us that he's numbered every hair on our head. I want you to know that the majesticness of God is also our foundation of trust. The greatness of God actually becomes the foundation of trust because God has created all this stuff, and he has all these things at his disposal. He has all these things that he could have put his favor on and all these things that he could have put his love around. But you know what? God saved the most important thing, his love for us. I'm so thankful that today when we sit there and open up that scripture, the first thing we can remember is that God said that he so loved each and every one of us. And I want to remind you, and I'm talking about casting your care, I want to remind you that in every moment of life, God is just sitting there with an expectation that you're going to open up the door and let him be involved in every area of your life. Our God is ready to step in at every moment. In fact, I want to remind you that we are here because of the greatness of God. We are here and we are available to see God because of what he's done and how he has created us and how much he loves us. I want to remind you in Acts chapter 17, in Acts chapter 17, I want to read to you in verse 24, and it says, God that made the world and all things therein. You know, when we think about the vastness of the world, we think about the circumference of the earth that is thousands of miles, and we think about the trillions and millions of gallons of water, and we think about the abundance of trees and life and all things that God has created. And it's true that he has created the world and all things therein. Seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Isn't it amazing that of all the places God truly, truly, truly desires to be, it's in our heart. I think it's a tremendous thing for us to just reverently think about God wanting to reside in our heart. You know, one thing that I want to encourage you about is that when you have been on this journey with the Lord for a length of time, that it would do you good to just sit back and truly think about the goodness of God. To sit back and truly think about how the Lord has brought you from there, from here to there. To think about how God has been so faithful at every turn, at every moment. He's always there to pick us up, to help us, and to strengthen us. You know, it's time for us to cast our care upon the Lord. It says right here in this scripture that neither is worship with men's hands as though he needed anything. You know, it is so powerful for us to remember that when we look at the promises of God and when we look at the direction of God, God is not directing us because of what he needs. God is directing us and helping us because our need for him. And when we really start opening our hearts to let God rule in every area, and listen to me, I'm not just talking about one area. I'm not just talking about finances or in our marriage or in our workplace or in our relationships. I'm telling you that we need the impact of the promise of God and his direction in every area of our life. And the Lord says that that he is the Lord of, and it says here that as though he needed anything. You know, God doesn't need anything. It is out of his love and his mercy that he's come towards man. Seeing he giveth to all life, breath, and all things. See, God is the one that gives to all of us life and breath and all things. And he hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and have determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. I want you to know something. That this word of God is for every person. I want you to have an absolute confidence that your life has great abundant meaning. I want you to know that when the Lord chose you in your mother's womb, and when the Lord gave birth to you, he saw you as part of his God destiny. I want you to know that the Lord, from the time you've been born, has had a plan for you, has a purpose for you, and is waiting at every moment to say, hey, let me in. Let me into that situation. Let me into your places of need. Let me into what's going on in your life, because I, as God, am here to help you and have brought you this far, not so that you could do anything, but understand that there are appointed times and places where I have released that I will do. It says, he's made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell in all the faces of the earth, and have determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. I want you to know something, that when we seek the Lord, he will be found. When we approach him, he will open up his heart. He will open up thrones of mercy and grace, and he will open up to you the direction he has for every one of us. You know, we need to trust him. We need to cast our care upon him, and we need to make certain that we are in our patient pursuit of God, and that we are trusting and resting in his goodness. I want to read to you out of Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. And in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. I do want to let you know that on occasions, as we are in pursuit of God, there's going to be times where our life comes into moments that are too big for us. We're going to come into moments where we might say, wow, I never thought that I would be sitting right here. And at times like this, this is where we have to be most careful. It says, let your moderation be known unto men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. And I want you to know that in this instance, that word be careful means to be anxious for nothing. In other words, we have to make sure that we don't get anxious, or that we don't allow fears and worries and stresses to stir us up and to move us and to control our atmosphere, because the Lord says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. This are critical aspects of how am I going to cast my care upon the Lord? How am I going to trust in him? With prayer and with supplication. Do you know that you can pray and ask God for help in every moment and in every situation? And that word supplications means to meditate on the word and to make known to God what you have need of. I want you to know that the Lord is open to hear what you have to say to him. And in prayer and supplication, and then it says with great thanksgiving. You know, every now and then when we are in the pursuit, and I want you to be in pursuit of life, I want you to hear God lay vision out. I want you to have hopes and dreams for the future, because that is the will of God. But in all of that, also remember thanksgiving. Remember to remind yourself how much you have to be thankful of. Remember to remind yourself just how far God has already brought you. Why do I want you to be thankful and have thanksgiving? Because based upon that foundation of thanksgiving, it's going to stir our heart and open our heart to know how to pursue our God and the next dimensions of our life. Here's what's so powerful about God. No matter how faithful he's been, and no matter how much he's already done for you, you understand that God is waiting there to provide for you again. I thank the Lord that he says in his word, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because whenever God makes a day, he's already prepared your way. Oh, I tell you what, when you wake up tomorrow and you take in that first breath, there should be an excitement in you, because you know that God is going to plant your feet on solid ground. You can have an absolute confidence in the goodness of God. Hallelujah. I want to go right now and I want to read a scripture that we know very well, and that we're just going to hear some things in this scripture. We know it. We've read it. But I just want to restir us and hear something that God is saying in the middle of this to us. You know, hold on, before I go there. Yes, amen. Before I go there, I'm going to go to Matthew 8. Matthew chapter 8. And I want to read to you in Matthew chapter 8. Because the Lord is with his disciples. And the Lord has commanded them or commissioned them to take a trip with him. And it says right here in Matthew chapter 8, verse 23. And when he was entered into a ship, the Lord was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, why are ye so fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the seas obey him? You know, sometimes I want you to know that when we get in situations in life, if we're not careful, the circumstances get so big and look so overwhelming that if we're not careful and if we take our sight off the Lord and we don't allow God to have the cares of our life, if we're not careful, our circumstances will rise up to be way bigger than we are. And I want you to know that sometimes in life, we can get ourselves to where we are carrying pressures. We're carrying anxieties. We're carrying burdens and difficulties that we have to shake ourselves and remind ourselves, where do we need to go at this moment? Thank God that even though the sea was raging and even though this journey was looking tough and clearly there was more in it than the disciples were prepared for, they didn't see the wind in the storm. They didn't see what was going to be shaking and coming. They didn't see the waves that was going to be pushing over the boat. But they were on a journey. And thank God that in the middle of this, they remembered who they were on the journey with. Oh, come on now. See, we have got to remember who are we truly on this journey with. And when we remember that we're on this journey with the Lord, then at every moment of our life, we can be assured that when storms are raging and things are coming up, that we can call upon the name of the Lord, and the Lord will hear you, see you in the midst, and come to the rescue. It's amazing because the Lord stopped this storm. And it's amazing because his disciples had been around them, but when he did this miracle, they were just marveling, saying, "Who is this?" And it's amazing that if we will allow him, God, even though we know him, will continue to reveal himself more and more through us. Jesus had just revealed himself to these disciples, even on a hot, brand new level, even though they had been around him. I'm telling you right now that as you cast your care upon the Lord is waiting to reveal himself to you in a great and abundant way. Now I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 5 here, and I just want to read something else that the Lord had said upon his disciples. And it says in Matthew chapter 5 that Jesus was prepared to do teaching, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." I want you to know something, that word meek means that those are the tender-hearted that are open to hear God and that are sensitive to do things God's way. That's what being meek is. Meek is being willing to learn what God says, but then having the boldness to walk things out in his way. You will inherit the earth and the blessing of God. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You know, it's very important throughout our life as Christians that we open up our heart and say, "Lord, I hunger and thirst for more of you. Father, just show me who you are. Just open up ways, God, and let me see and let me experience who you are," because God wants to do the blessing and greatness of good in your life. You know, what does it mean to be blessed? It means to have the fullness of blessing that sustains us as a disciple and as a child of God, as a child of Jesus, even in the difficult circumstances and the moments of persecution and the difficult places of life. We should have a sense of peace, spiritual well-being, because of our relationship with Jesus, which includes his love, his care, his salvation, and his daily presence that is open for our life. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Oh, before that it says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. I want you to know that it's very important in our pursuit of the Lord that we remind ourselves to be merciful, to be kind upon this journey of life, to know that the mercy and the goodness of God is available for our life. Blessed are the poor in heart, pure in heart, for they shall see God. And I want you to know right now that when it says that we are pure in heart, it doesn't mean that we're going to be perfect every day. It doesn't mean that we're going to have a pureness every moment of our life. But what it means is that when we are pure in heart, it means that our motives are pure. It means that we are doing our best. It means that we are giving room in our life for God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. You know, to be a peacemaker, it's not always easy, that because sometimes to bring peace, you have to bring a little confrontation. But for those of us who will be peacemakers and stand for the Lord and stand for what's right, we shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. This is what Jesus says. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. One way that we can rest in the Lord and cast our care upon him is to know that we have life after this earth. That we are doing what we can. We're going to love while we're here. We're going to release faith while we're here. We're going to have vision while we're here. We're going to do what we know to do. But we're also going to keep ourselves, because we know that when we finish our course here, there's eternal life, there's heaven, and there's the blessing of God that's going to be on you. And it says here, as children of God, that you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savior, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. But ye are the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. You know, one reason why we got to cast our care upon the Lord is because we are the carriers of his light. Isn't it amazing that the majestic God who created the heavens and the earth so loved us that we are the place where he chooses to put himself? And out of us, he says that if we will walk with him, there is a light that's going to shine so much that other people are going to look to you to find out what your hope is. And we need to make sure that as we cast our care upon the Lord, that we are going to have a light that's going to shine and direct people to the goodness of the Lord. People are going to wonder how you're able to do your job with the joy and the excellence that you do it with. People are going to wonder how you're able to have great relationships and just be blessed and just have God reflected in your life. And the Lord is with each and every one of us to bring to pass these things. I want to go right now into 1 Peter. Praise God. And I want to go to 1 Peter chapter 5. And in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6, it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I want to really look at this for a moment, because it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. First of all, I want you to know something. That word casting means to thoroughly and purposely in a forceful manner set something in a specified direction. Now, first of all, when we humble ourselves before the Lord, what that means is that we are always in our relationship open to hear and know his direction. We're always humbling ourselves in everything we do and make sure that not only do we leave room for God, but we take direction from God. There should be ways that we are praying, ways that we are pursuing, and ways that we are living our life that are out of a humbled position of God. You know, when we humble ourselves before God, it means that we rely on him. And that, in essence, is the core of casting your care upon the Lord. And it says this in the Bible, cast all your care upon the Lord. You know, you're not supposed to put the care of your marriage in God's hand, but keep the pressure of finances in your own hand. We're not supposed to put finances in our marriage in God's hand, but keep the pressure of our health or other situations in our own hands. We have to make room to have God position in all areas of our life. Casting my care upon the Lord. See, here's what I want you to know, that sometimes we can get anxious. We can get worried. We can get stressed when things don't happen as fast as we thought we were. When things don't happen or turn out the exact way we thought we were, it can give us a moment of shell shock or a moment of saying, oh, wow, I didn't know this was going to turn out this way. Well, let me tell you something. Nothing is a shock to our God. Nothing catches him off guard. Nothing catches him unprepared. That's why he says, cast all your care upon me. And remember, if we're going to give it to God, we have to make a forceful effort to say, Lord, not only am I giving this to you, but I'm keeping it in your hands. God, I'm going to keep this in your hands. And Father, I'm going to trust you. Lord, you're going to do what man cannot do. Lord, you're going to do what I cannot do. God, when I come to the end of myself, you are going to be the one who picks me up, lifts me up, and moves me in the direction that I need to go. Praise God. So we want to cast our care upon the Lord. We want to humble ourselves, for he cares for us. And one main way that we need to do this and cast our care upon him is the Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resists steadfast in the faith. Again, I want to encourage you that when you cast your care upon the Lord, you're actually resisting the devil. When you leave room for God to bring peace, when you leave room to say, nope, I'm resting in God on that situation, I refuse to let myself be taken this way or that way or scared by what the enemy has to say. Nope, I am going to rest in the Lord and I'm going to cast my care upon him. When we make that statement, it is one of the greatest resistance of the devil that we could ever release in our life. See, the way we resist the enemy is to be sober, be vigilant, to be clear in whom we're trusting, and to be clear on who is bringing us through every walk and everything that we do in this thing called life. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's resist him. Let's stand steadfast in the faith, knowing that these afflictions are accomplished in people in the world, but they're not going to be accomplished in us. Knowing that our God in heaven has made a plan for us to cast our care upon him because he cares for every one of us. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, I'm certain that each one of us have had times where we thought something was going to turn out differently. And I want you to know at moments like this more than ever, that's when we need to cast our care. That's when we need to make sure that we're making room to let God be all that he is in our life. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your goodness. We just declare your great abundance and grace and your mercy, Father. Lord, I thank you that you are the God of the universe. Father, that you are the all-knowing God, the God of galaxies and things that we can't even see or understand. But Father, none of that has changed the fact that we are your offspring and your children. And more than anything, you are focused on our life, Father. Lord, you're the one that said you numbered every hair on our head. And Father, therefore we can cast our care upon you because you truly care for us. And Lord, I thank you that as we head into our tomorrow, even as we grab a hold of this week, God, that supernaturally you are causing us to be strengthened. You're causing us to be encouraged. You're preparing our path and preparing our way. And Father, we make a commitment to cast our care upon you as you care for us. And we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.